from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big Game Morning Show welcomes you. I'm Larry Richard, and in studio, Jim Christiana. Jim, good to see you again.
My pleasure.
We got a lot to talk about with you, M7 Sports, and your connection, certainly with Beaver County and Aliquippa area. But being a sports guy, you'll appreciate that every week at this time, we're going to welcome the legend, Bill Hillgrove, voice of the University of Pittsburgh Panthers, is with us. There he is, Bill. How you doing? You can actually see Bill via video at kdkradio.com as we stream. William, good morning.
I have a voice for radio.
Hey, partner. We've been around so long, the technology is you can see people on the radio. We're just talking about that with Jim. So here we go. You know, a number of people had asked me, is Bill still doing Pitt? I said, yes. He stepped down after 30 years doing Steelers football, but you're still the voice of the Panthers, and I would imagine looking forward to the next 50 years.
I am. It's been a blessing, especially to be able to do it in my hometown, to talk about teams I grew up rooting for. It doesn't happen too often, as you guys know, in this industry. So how I did it for 30 years, a double duty, I don't know. Smoke and mirrors, I guess. Sleight of hand and running through airports imitating O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think those days are tougher now because, you know, what's happened to commercial travel? Not only the TSA, but, you know, for instance, I think I remember they used to have 8 direct flights from Pittsburgh to Baltimore a day, and now I bet it's down to 2 or 3, and I bet one of them stops in Charlotte. And, you know, that's what's happened, and to get from point A to point B is much tougher than it was 30 years ago.
And that said, Jim Christiana, of course, you know Bill and his great voice. Bill and his late partner, Dick Grote, will be the first broadcasters ever inducted into Pitt's Hall of Fame here in just a few weeks. So, Bill, congratulations for that. And I know it's really meaningful, especially since you'll be going in with your buddy, Dick Grote.
Of all the things that have come my way over the years, this is right at the top. And it's because of Dick Grote and my association with him for 40 years, traveling with him, being around him. He called me Roomie. You know, I mean, it was just very, very special. And especially for a kid growing up in Garfield who idolized Dick Grote, I always wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, but found out at a very young age I wasn't the best player in my neighborhood, let alone, you know, good enough to make the major leagues. But somehow I grabbed a piece of that spotlight, and I'm very grateful.
Well, what do you know about this Panther team? They underperformed last year after a few years ago winning the ACC, but they've made a lot of changes. There are a lot of new faces, and as Coach Narduzzi told me yesterday, he doesn't know for sure either until they get in a football game, which starts Saturday at noon at Acrisure against Kent State. What do you feel? What are you getting from the vibe?
Larry, I looked at last year as an aberration. That was not a true indication of where Narduzzi's program stands. We know that the offense failed and probably put too much pressure on the defense, and as a result, it underperformed, especially coming down the stretch. So I look for that to completely reverse itself this year. Cade Bell's going to run that up-tempo offense. I may have to take a quick stenographer's course to figure out how to keep track because I like to keep the play-by-play to keep my head in the game. And it's going to be tougher if they're running plays every 10 seconds. They will do check with me, so that'll give me some time to write and Pat Bostic some time to talk, and you and Doran Dickerson time to let us know what's going on down on the field. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Hey, Billy, Jim Christiana, first of all, it's an honor to share the screen and the radio with you this morning. Lots of people want to talk about Pitt's quarterback situation, and to be honest, I only want to hear your opinion about it. What's your opinion of the situation, and what do you expect early on in the season?
Having watched the final scrimmage at Acrisure in camp, I thought that Holstein had taken a step forward to the point where he might start. But now they're listed as co-starters. They're both going to play on Saturday, and I think that has to play itself out. Nate Yarnell has more experience. He knows how not to beat himself, and I think that's one of the keys at quarterback. You know, you don't have to be great. Just don't beat yourself. And so it's going to be fun to watch that position. But I think they're deep at running back, deeper at tight end. I hope they use Gavin Moore. I think the O-line is fine. We've got some veterans there. And I think the only big question mark on offense is to who's going to catch the ball. Kanate Mumfield's going to lead that group in the receiver room. But I think they have enough speed and enough experience and enough good football players at that position to put points on the board. Defensively, just look at the fact that they could probably have six or seven starting defensive tackles. So they're deep up front. The linebacker core is improved. The secondary at safety, experienced. And I think the questions are at the corners because of who we had to replace. But, I'm looking forward to the situation. Caleb Junko is punting the ball much more consistently. I think they worked with his technique a little bit. And Ben Sauls, what can I say? He's one in a long line of really good Pitt placement kickers.
Yeah, and Coach Narduzzi said last night, Bill, he expects Ben to play on Sundays based on what he's hearing from professional teams of interest. So here we go, Saturday at noon at Acrisure Stadium. The Fan is your flagship for the University of Pittsburgh football, basketball, and we'll be on the air at 10. Pat Bostic, along with Scorin Doran, Dickerson, who is a Pitt All-American. We got Cale Berger and, of course, the great Bill Hillgrove. Billy, looking forward to this. We'll see you Saturday.
H2P.
All right. Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. And Jim will catch up and let everybody know what M7 Sports is all about next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.